Good morning, Helen.
Morning.
You are currently working or volunteering for Lavinia. What is your role there?
My role there is to look at the review the building's application process for Lavinia. This was last reviewed, I think, about 25 years ago. So the team have been looking at it, the previous Lavinia team looked at it as well and decided there's time for some sort of improvements to be made. And this is very much the field that I've worked on back in the UK for sort of 13, 14 years, looking at the processes, best practice, the policies that can help deliver sort of sustainable quality places. So when I was here last year, or 2011, we decided this would be a good fit for me to work on. So since then, I've been sort of coming back at various times.
And at that time, you were also volunteering with Lavinia, yeah?
Yes, so I've been there sort of in 2008 was the first time I came, and then last year, the year before, and now back now as well.
So in those visits, what have you figured out? What is wrong with our process? How it could be done better?
Yeah,
more
I don't...
transparent?
I think...
Shorter?
Yes. I think you've hit some of the key things there. I mean, it's a really important process because it's really the sort of one place where the community and the sort of Lavinia teams, they sort of come together and they work out, okay, what is it we want and what is it we need for new buildings. So it's really important that it's right. And it's the process that's there. I looked at it when I was here about a year ago and spoke to people who put projects through, spoke to people involved in Lavinia, so did a lot of research, and it was very much this, it's not very clear, it's, and because it's clear it's confusing, and that leads to some conflict sometimes. It leads to also not such good quality buildings coming through sometimes, or ones that don't meet Auroville's aims. So the call that came back from sort of all sides was very much need it to be more clear on what's required from buildings. It needs to be more transparent so people can see how the decision-making process is going on. And also it needs to kind of inspire people, really. It's not, shouldn't be seen just as sort of a barrier to building something. It should be seen as something really positive that can help give people information on what's a quality place, and also sort of encourage people to work collaboratively together.
Hmm. As far as I know, you also with Elvira, you're preparing the workshop in the end of January on that, on this topic.
Yes. Absolutely. So the first is the first step in the process, really. We want to develop some guidelines because there's nothing really underpinning the process at the moment to say what is it that Auroville actually wants from its buildings. So we just want to come up with some very simple and clear guidelines, maybe just 10 things, things like buildings should use less non-renewable energy, or, you know, they should try to promote human unity, this type of very things that people almost accept the buildings here in Auroville should do, but there's nowhere that it's written down, and there's no kind of agreement on exactly what it is. So we want to, Lavinia with the Residents Association as well, sort of ask people, what is it you actually want? What really basic things do you want your buildings to deliver? Because there's some common ground. There's been a lot of debate on polarities and people wanting this thing or that thing. They kind of forget that a pole has a lot of common stuff in the middle before you get to either end. So if we can just get some agreement on what that common ground is, then we can start working on taking it forward together.
There is maybe one aspect that we figure out what we actually want. But the other aspect is, and also the critic, that Lavinia is really holding back. Mm-hmm. Before it's giving an approval on non-objective certificate,
which
is now required, I think from 2010,
yes,
even in a green belt. So some projects are hold back, maybe unwrongfully, some are pushed forward, some also change.
Yeah.
So how we can deal with that?
Well, like I said, this is the first step in a process. So what Lavinia agreed to when I was here in November is to looking at the whole sort of process all the way through. So getting the, making sure the questions that we're asking right is the first step. And then we'd be looking at sort of how we can make the process a little easier. So getting this clarity on what's required when, you know, so people don't keep coming back with forms and then being told, go away, you need this as well, and then coming back and, oh, you haven't looked at this. You know, we want to try and make it a little bit more so. So we've got this collaborative thing. So maybe at the start of the process, there's a meeting where you get together and you work out what is required, what are the problems, what are the options. And so you have that kind of agreed at the start, and then you can go back and review that when you're going for the building application. So this is kind of the second step and what we'd be working on after the guidelines. But yeah, Lavinia team are definitely committed to trying to make it work more effectively.
Okay. So what exactly the workshop is going to be, how it will look like?
And the workshop's going to, so it's on the Wednesday, the 23rd of January, from 4 till 7. So it's a three-hour workshop, and it's going to be...
It's one-day workshop, yeah?
Just 3 hours, so just 4 till 7 in the evening. Oh, okay. Yeah, and it's just, it's going to be, you know, presenting... giving some information to the people who attend, so, you know, a little bit of background on what the work's coming from and how we're going to take it forward. And then there'll be some presentations on other guidelines that are used in India, in other places in the world, so people who don't have so much knowledge on this subject already can really join in the debate and feel that they can contribute. So it'll be looking at LEED system and sustainable home system in the UK, this type of thing. But the main focus is really going to be trying to get the ideas from the people who attend. So what do they think the guidelines should be? How do they think the guidelines can really help deliver Auroville's unique vision? We don't want to come up with some that could be applied in any place in the world. We want guidelines for Auroville. And then also getting people to sort of prioritise, so that back at Lavinia we've really got some information to go on what do people think are the most important out of the ones that they've come up with.
Sorry, but I'm kind of, I don't know, last year, I'd say more than a year or even 40 years, there are discussions and talks, and many members of community are already fed up, they're already tired, they don't participate in nothing because nothing changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just talk after talk, and when it's come to concrete action, it's nothing.
Yeah, I understand.
So how are you planning to overcome that?
Okay, the first one on how... I mean, it's something that I've seen all the times that I've come to Auroville. The community get involved in things and then it doesn't get taken up. The community get burnt out with this. And I think that's why, before I even started talking about going to the community, when I was here last year for, I think, 6 weeks, all I did was work with the Lavinia team on trying to get their commitment that if things go to the community, it's actually going to then feed into the process. And again, that's what I've been doing this time. So, you know, like... I think before you do something with the community, you need to have the agreement on where it's going to go and what decisions it's going to influence. And hopefully we have that at the moment. You know, it will, at least from the output from the workshop, we'll have a written up report stating not just all the community sort of thought this was important and that was important. We're going to be having, you know, like people voting, so there can be statistics. So it will get, you know, it's there for the community to use.
So that will be open public thing?
It'll be open to Aurovillians, yeah.
And where is it going to be facilitated?
It's going to be at the Unity Pavilion. So myself, and also for the 3 hours, I mean, I've worked a lot in developing policies and developing sort of planning type things in the UK. And this is where we've really focused on, you know, like when you're developing a policy, you have a lot of people and you want their ideas and you want it to become something usable. So I've delivered and been trained in delivering a lot of these type of workshops. So hopefully, I think 3 hours is enough to get something usable from people.
Anyhow, I don't know, but probably you heard that the last few meetings, the resident assembly service, the resident assemblies were action-oriented. They were divided by the groups, by the task, and one of them was also affordable houses.
Yes.
So this group is going to be involved in that workshop?
I hope so. I've been speaking to Elvira, and we're trying to very much link in the work, because, yes, she said the two of the priorities they came up with were affordable housing and collaborative planning. And both of those obviously could be helped by having a much better building application process. So we're keen that the people who were involved in those come along to the meeting, and that's something that I'm discussing with her on how we can make best use of the time and resources.
So you and Elvira will be facilitating in
yes.
Unity Pavilion on 23rd from 4 to 7,
yes.
Correct?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, stay positive. I mean, it's something, just something very simple that we're trying to come up with, but something that's very usable. So, you know, if you have this basic building block, then that everybody understands, it's not too complicated, so it doesn't need me to be here to explain to everybody. If there's something written down with sort of 10 bullet points of what people want from Oroville, then, you know, even if there's some problems in some ways taking it forward, the community will always, can always have this and say, this is what we agreed.
Okay, that's one part, which mm-hmm. is very nice and everything. But as we also know that the Oroville is, as some, you know, as it was written somewhere, and everybody understand that's on their own way, mm-hmm. Divine anarchy, that's another one thing. And secondly, they're supposed not to be rules here, and the Orvillians, some of them do behave that there's no rules.
Yeah.
And so how are you going to apply that to sort of impose mm-hmm. kind of set?
Yeah.
Which up to now was never respected.
Yeah.
I mean, it was respected by some, but with some never.
Yes, no, I understand. And that's why also with the whole process, one of the things we've got to look at is making sure it's simple and easy to use. Because if we complicate it, then everybody will just start to bypass the system. So it doesn't matter how good it is. But with the guidelines themselves, they're not rules as such. They're guidelines. So this is like what the community would hope buildings should deliver. And we want to try and make them like not prescriptive. So it's not saying, you know, you must
it's
use
like a manual.
Yeah, it's not saying like you must use solar or you must do this. You know, it's trying to say, okay, buildings should look to aspire to use less energy, so people can be creative in how they achieve that. And it also means they can be innovative, use different techniques, so everybody could have a different way of going about it. So it's not saying, you know, all buildings have to look the same or have to do this or have to do that. We're trying to keep it as much in the spirit of Oroville as possible.
And another question I got, which is maybe out of the way, but is really practical.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to attract majority who are really fed up, passive to this kind of workshop, which is supposed to be really important to all of us if mm-hmm. we want to come to some kind of agreement?
This is a difficult question. Whichever subject or wherever you are, there's always people who just are fed up or don't want to be involved. So this is something that I'm hoping to really discuss with Elvira, because I, not being Orovillian, I don't have so much knowledge on the different networks and ways to contact these people. So in Lavinia, we're using the buildings type of contacts, and then hopefully with Elvira we can work out other ways to contact
people.
How to
do a big show.
Yeah.
Bring everybody. Which day is 23rd?
23rd of Wednesday.
It's Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, some are most of the time not working, but what about those who are working?
It's from 4 till 7 in the evening, so we hope that people can come along. We looked at different days, but then it's a Sunday, or people, nobody will want to come on a Sunday. And so we found it to be that there's no perfect time or date that we could choose. If people want to come, they will make a way, I think. I hope.
Okay. We'll see you on 23rd.
Yes.
We will record it, so whoever won't be there will hear it, but he won't participate.
Mm-hmm.
That is also a shame, yeah.
It is, but if there's anybody who, like, once we've done the workshop, it would be an ongoing process, so we'll have like a week or two within Lavenir before when we look at the results. So if anybody hears it on the radio who hasn't been along and has something burning they want to add, they can come and find me in Lavenir team.
Okay, thank you for coming.
Okay, thank you.